girlfriend, so they went down and talked to her. Yeah, turned out he was there.
We're going to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting to order.
Feedback.
Boy, that is loud.
Sounds like Jimmy Hendrix.
Bob, can you establish your quorum, please?
Okay, Dave Stewart. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Can you explain the meeting procedure, please?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the September 19th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow... I'm going to turn this down a little bit. It's held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear a new concept request to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon one Division 3 permit application. The Planning Commission will also hear one new concept request, which will be presented during the Tuesday, October 11th, 2016 public hearing. And just wanted to emphasize that in October, that meeting will be held on Tuesday. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, has everybody read the August minutes?
So it's August 8th.
Hmm?
You say 9th or 8th?
8th. No, August minutes.
No.
Those were the...
I had one correction on the August 15th. It's on the second page, and it's dealing with the Bear Creek Farms. It was a motion made by Dave Stewart to postpone until the end of the meeting. The gentleman was absent, but it was seconded, and there was no name. Should we put a name in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can add my name in there as a second if you want to, so we won't. Other than that, that's the only thing I've seen in there.
Anybody else? Anybody want to make a motion to accept the minutes the way they're written?
I'll make a motion with the correction.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll move on to the final vote on Arnold LLC.
The staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit Number 2016-21, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the White River Valley Electric Cooperative shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. Including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, the Armor LLC storm shelter business display has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Five, all on-site sales shall occur between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And sixth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions? Nobody got any questions first? Well, somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as it's written.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Was that, Randy, what we corrected was on August 9th minutes, wasn't it?
No, it was on the 15th. Second page.
Yeah.
Had to do with the Bear Creek Farms.
So we need to back up.
It was George.
George.
Yeah. You seconded the last one.
Well, you got down there as approving the August 15th minutes?
No, the 9th.
What? I'm sorry.
You got August 15th, what we approved?
Same time.
With the
change.
According to my little book I've been reading, we need to approve the August 8th minutes. Before we go any further.
I'll make a motion to approve the August 8th minutes as presented.
Yeah, I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now that's taken care of. Concept, East 76 Motors.
And it's located at 3032 East State Highway 76. And just have some aerial photos here of the property in question. We'll kind of zoom in here. It's right at 76 and Valley Park. Zoom out a little bit. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed at this point.
Well, can I go?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, basically, it's pretty simple. This is my uncle's property here. He's owned this since 99, I believe. He originally owned this property over here where we had an apple butter shop there for years and years. We wholesaled apple butter, and his wife cut hair. Since then, this property's been split. So this is no longer owned by my uncle. Basically, what this house has been rented for quite a while now, and this area here on the frontage, he's really never used this area here. Its exposure to 76 is, it's kind of, obviously you're right beside a state highway. It's not like you're going to put your family out here and barbecue out front. He's never used it for anything. The garage has been used for nothing more than, it's a two-car garage, been used for some storage. Also a small well house right here. Basically all we're requesting is that we turn this into a small office, use the frontage along here, and I'm in the works right now with the state on this building right here. Actually, the back corner of this building is in state easement. We're trying to get them to purchase it from us and get rid of it. One reason, it's been a long-standing kind of an issue. Obviously, it's close to the highway. We'd like to get rid of it and relocate it at some point for safety reasons for people coming off Valley Park. And it's just an odd intersection. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or anybody's ever really been over there. It's kind of been an issue for years. The state talked with my uncle about taking it back in the early 2000s, 2005 range. Basically, he never really got anything going. Nothing ever came about of that. I've been in contact with the right-of-way guy in Springfield. His name's Steve Shepard. He's really pushing hard on it. He's got the local supervisor down here, Jack Jewsbury is his name. Jack or Jim, I can't remember. But they're all working together. So as of right now, my concept is just basically using this frontage area right in here. Also to use this area over here. I guess my point of bringing the state up is, you know, this is what it looks like now. If the state would call me tomorrow and say they would be willing to take it, you know, and give us something decent, we would like to eliminate it just due to the sheer safety issue, because it is just an odd location. Like I said, if you have never been there, been by or seen it, it's hard to explain unless you can stand there and look at it. Really, that's it. We're renting the property as we speak. We're looking at, you know, basically fencing in this area, and then just basically promoting this section right here to the cars, and try and divert. I would like to divert all my traffic onto Valley Park and into my in basically when it comes to getting on the lot itself, and try and eliminate any traffic from coming out, you know, directly out on the 76, due to the fact that when you pull out here, you don't have much vision. So I thought maybe if I could use the front as kind of a display lot, use this area here to kind of, you know, to basically run my cars out, run them in, and have, you know, customer parking on this side. Then that would eliminate any traffic pulling out here, and basically I'd like to guide all my traffic to this side. There again, a lot of that depends on what the state is going to do for me. They act like they're going to take it at this point. The reason being is the first thing when I asked them, they said that normally they wouldn't, due to the fact that normally there needs to be some sort of, they need to have something going on with a road project or something where a building may interfere, obviously. There's talk, Mr. Jewsbury was saying that over the winter they would like to, I'm not sure who's familiar with it or how deep it goes, but apparently they're talking about putting a rumble strip on East 76. If you look down here, it's the mailboxes are literally, I'm going to say, 5 feet from the highway. And when I worked for the Postal Service for a long time, and I know her very well. This is one of her worst areas as far as stops go, just because of the traffic coming from Forsyth around here. It's kind of blind on her. I've spoken with the postmaster in regards to relocating her mailboxes over here, because of the fact that if they do widen the highway, something's going to have to be done. I mean, they're literally getting within this far from the building if they won't take the building and go ahead and put the rumble strips in. So really, that's it. I mean, it's pretty straightforward and simple. I'm not building anything, no new construction, nothing at all, just using the existing two-car garage, framing out the inside, throwing an office in there. That's really about it.
You're going to make the front yard into a parking lot, gravel?
Yeah, and it already is, basically, on the front. It always has been. This is, at one point, he had a big dirt berm here, and it was...
No, I'm talking over where the trees at.
Oh, like up in here?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, we were going to gravel. This area here and here would be devoted to the car lot itself. And, you know, I didn't intend on using this area until I just... felt like, you know, diverting all my traffic to that side road and having them pull out of this road would make things safer, you know, and better for everybody. So,
you bring that map.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to put a fence or something across the 76 side?
Well, that's what I thought. Maybe just like there? A short white type plastic. You know, I mean, where as far back as I have to go. To where, you know, it's nothing tall. Nothing,
just so cars can't enter.
Just so cars can't enter the front there, yeah. Just so everybody would have to enter from this side. And I just feel like that would eliminate a lot of, you know, issues, that, you know, as far as just safety issues. I just really wish they would take that from us. And obviously, we'd like to just tear it down ourselves. But if we could get some money back for it so I could rebuild something. The well house has to stay. We have a well that shares the property that, like I said, it's right here.